This is the January edition 2015 of the CharlieCast. And tonight, we're talking about the myth of being self-made. A lot of people talk about how they're self-made men or women, and how they pull themselves up by the bootstraps. But in most cases, that's not true. In one of the songs from the legendary Eagles' Hotel California albums, entitled Pretty Maids All in a Row, Joe Walsh talks about our heroes, they come and they go, and leave us behind as if we're supposed to know. And that's what the crux of this broadcast is going to be about. For every person who says they're self-made, that's not exactly true. In all actuality, when we are first born, our canvas is empty, and there's generally somebody else holding the paintbrush, whether it's a mother or grandmother or father, grandfather, or even a next-door neighbor who treats us in a kind and courteous manner. We model ourselves or cut our pattern from those people whose behavior that we observe and we respect. For me, a couple of those people were a guy that I never met by the name of Ernie Banks, a legendary Cubs baseball player who at one point held a record of having 500 home runs, which is a feat in and of itself. And then privately, I have several mentors. One who I left, who left me this particular week, Joe Franklin. When I moved as a greenhorn from the great state of Texas to New York, I came across Joe Franklin, and he helped me in great ways. He invited me to several parties, hooked me up with several people that furthered my career and furthered my vision of what I could be. Of course, even earlier than that, I had a teacher with a disability similar to mine, and the one thing that she said that struck me was, "Charlie, we have to be sharper and smarter and tougher than they are, because they will always look down upon us and think that we can't get things done." Which kind of stayed with me for the entire, from the entire length of the time I met her when I was about 10 till right this very day. And I've had various mentors and people that's helped me, from the Masonic Lodge and the music business, and another one being Rod Kennedy, who really took a liking to me and a belief in me, and gave me some opportunities in the music business that I might not have. But in and above, beyond me, we all have certain people that you can look back on and you pattern yourself after, or you model yourself after, because you respected them. They did the right thing. They gave you the right opportunity at the right time. And more importantly, they taught you. And I truly believe that each person can be a teacher, and each person can be a student. And we all take away a treasure of information and experience when those things work well. And it's not necessarily people you agree with. Sometimes your pattern might change for somebody that you don't even get along with. But you see how not to do things, or things that you want to avoid when you're doing it yourself. So the myth of being self-made is amazing to me, because no one is. No matter what you do or what you say, your pattern has been set before you, much like a map. And your course is set. I mean, you do have free choice to change that course, but the evolution of that course was set before you far before you even noticed what was happening. And a lot of times you go with the flow, and you don't even know. You're just kind of looking this way and that way until somebody points you in a direction, like a compass. And without a compass, you will inevitably always be lost. There's no success without a good compass to lead your way. Good, bad, or indifferent, we've all been there. And this has been the CharlieCast, January 2015.